always doing my All Mice, right? You know, I hope you can hear me just fine. Sam, maybe you could type at me in the chat room. I'm forced to be using a different computer today. I couldn't find mine, and we have a house full of guests, and they're running everywhere. And so it's like, yeah. Well, so I'm outside sitting here underneath the awning, coming to you on a foreign computer because I can't find my regular one. Isn't technology great? Hey, good morning, Alan. Are you there? Yeah, this ain't working. I'm hearing, hello. Am I back or I'm just not on?
Good morning, RBN World. It is, what, August 7th already, a week blown by in the 7th month. This is Public Texas Radio. Don't know where Steve is. Talked with him yesterday. Didn't say nothing. Anyhow, I guess we'll go on with the show today. Not really prepared. I can always talk about stuff. But, so we will be taking quite a few calls today, unless Steve blinks back in on us here. I had one little thing happen during the week here, and it's a mistake almost every time I get my local paper and read it, because I keep hearing that go talk to your county sheriff, he's your best friend. Well, you know, Sheriff Richard Mack lived here for 2 years trying to affect some kind of political change. Knew my county sheriff, Buddy Mills. He said, I asked him one time, he said, what my chances of having a constitutional sheriff? And he said, unfortunately, Alan, you'll be the last county on this planet to have a constitutional sheriff. I know Buddy Mills very well. If I didn't see him, I talked to him every day. You and your sister county are two of the most corrupt places I've ever been in my life. This week, I opened the paper up, and lo and behold, my county sheriff is now president of the Sheriff's Association of Texas. And we got 254 counties here. So, you know, one of those things, folks, where, you know, if I was great friends with Buddy Mills, you know, if he was a good buddy of mine, if I was on his Schutz and Fest team, you know, or rifle team, he tries to play one of the good old boys out here. If I was one of his good friends, hell, I could go anywhere in the state of Texas and do whatever I wanted to, and all I'd have to do would be to drop Buddy Mills' name, and I'd get special consideration, you know? And that's what George Carlin complained about. It's a special club, you know? And that just ain't right. You don't get justice. That is not called justice. It might be if you're the one getting it, if you're the one being taken into consideration on that. But, you know, when it did not make me warm and fuzzy when I opened my paper here, and see that this little pompous ass standing up here on the stage looking like a good old boy. And he's a POS, people. I mean, this guy, there's lots of money coming through this for being such a little place, little Gillespie County, Texas. A lot of money here. Like I said, we got more millionaires per capita than any place but Washington, D.C., according to a survey they did just a few years back. Kind of made the rich people around here kind of mad. They really didn't want that being put out. I heard a lot of them complain to the paper about that survey being put out. They didn't want everyone knowing that kind of good pickings around here, I guess you could say, if they wanted to. A lot of people around here are still armed, as far as I know. I've actually been to a couple of these places, and they don't have a gun safe. They have gun vaults, you know, built into the house. You know, it's like a safe room, I guess. Well, it is a safe, and it is a room. But whether they actually know how to use them or if they just got their fancy elephant rifles in there for when they go on safari to Africa or something, I really couldn't tell you. Never asked to be let into one of them. Most of those people I really don't have a whole lot in common with, so we don't do a lot of talking. Every now and then my dog would always be with me. We'd do a little dog talking. But I'm wondering about Steve. He was doing just fine yesterday. Anywho, what else do we get on to? I didn't know we were going to be doing this until just right as the show started. Let me grab a notebook here and just get a few things to talk on. Or if someone wants to call in and start jawing with me, that'd be fine. I actually saw a movie the other day. I haven't seen it in a long time. You remember that? Remember The Sound of Music? You know, where the girl wanted to become the nun and the von Trapp family over there in Austria-Hungary, and what happened when the Germans came in. But you know, it's weird because along with that movie, I also saw another movie from long ago. It was called, what was it, The Bells of St. Martin. And this had Bing Crosby and Ingmar Bergman in it. And, man, you want to talk about a beautiful woman. And I'm sorry, but, you know, that movie had a lot of sexual tension in it between Bing and Ingmar. And, you know, and they were a priest and a nun. You know, the head nun of the church, the school there. And it just... very weird how they've been subverting society for a long time. You know, it's very subtle. You know, it seemed like a very good movie, you know, a nice, beautiful nun. I mean, guys, I'm sorry, but any man with any thing between his legs, which maybe ain't too many in today's world, would be thinking about doing bad things to a nun. I mean, you just couldn't, if you want to be honest about it, you would. Just very weird the way that they've done this. I don't know. Something else been bugging me. I hear all these. Some of them might actually work, but, you know, I haven't had to drag myself into it. But a lot of these systems, you know, you hear these guys, well, all you got to do is stand on the southwest corner of Main and Lano Street, and hop on your left leg at precisely 12 noon, counterclockwise 10 times, while reciting the 14th Amendment backwards in the Northern Swahili dialect. And after you do that, then and only then can you pull the pin on the holy hand grenade of Antioch, toss it across Lano Street into the den of the Jabberwocky, and everything will be good. You know? And we actually do have a Jabberwocky that resides here in Fredericksburg, folks. It's... so I guess you could say that I kind of live in a cross between San Francisco and Monty Python. But I don't know. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just a little bit flustered here. Woke up shortly before the show started. Anyone out there listening, want to give a call? Be more than happy to take your call.
Hey, Alan, we got Mike in Kentucky holding.
Okay, that's great. I would love to talk with him. Mike in Kentucky. How are you doing out there, my friend?
I heard Steve try to get through, and I guess he's got computer problems. His Skype did the typical, you know, like technical difficulties beep, you know, or something like that.
Yeah,
he was talking on
sound.
There for a minute, so
that was,
maybe
that was actually a replay from last week.
Oh, I was part of yeah. Okay, it was part of a replay. Never mind.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded familiar. So, have you been getting a lot of rain down there?
Here?
No. Yeah.
No.
Kind of a drought.
So far this year, I've had maybe 2 inches of rain all this year so far up to this point.
Oh, well, I guess it's more toward the Houston side of Texas that's been getting rain. I've been looking at the maps here. Of course, we've got Eastern Kentucky's been experiencing, I don't know, a thousand-year flood or whatever they're calling it, you know, depending on who you ask as far as the unprecedented in modern times.
I actually looked up Moorhead, and you're just wide off, like Interstate 64 there.
If it was 100 miles north, we would be in big trouble. But most of this, the worst of this has been, you know, 70 to 90 miles south of us. But it's just been devastating. I mean, it's just sad. It's the kind of thing that just, you just sigh. I mean, you can't, I've been through parts of those parts of the state, and it's just the hills are bigger than around here, and the valleys can be real narrow. And if you've seen any of the imagery, it's just wall to wall from one side of the hill to the other, just everything's under mud, 6 to 8 to 10 feet of muddy water. And I don't even know if they have an accurate estimate for how many people are missing because of the chaos. And I think the last number I heard was 37 dead confirmed, but there's going to be people that will never have closure because they just can't find the bodies, you know. In that mud, they be people, you know, kayakers or something. Maybe years from now they'll find remnants and they'll have to be forensically identified. But there'll be a lot of people that never have closure. And I don't know what the estimate is on there. Hundreds, they say, are missing. So I don't think they repeatedly cover that much because it's pretty distressing to all those that are, you know, kind of a post-traumatic stress disorder. State of mind. Eastern Kentucky, a lot of people joke about it, you know, everybody's related or something like that, but
I understand that. Like I said, I kind of grew up in the Ozarks. People make fun of that, but, you know, the mountain folk do tend to kind of stay together. They're just not necessarily just all interbreeding, but they are pretty clannish.
Well, you know, it's accepted when it's the royals. The royals are all cousins. They try to keep the wealth in the family. You know, the upper crust elite of Europe have been known for interbreeding their anemia or something. You know, they all have a lot of them have a flawed health because of that. But there's you know, shows like the Beverly Hillbillies or Hee Haw, you know, Green Acres and stuff like that. Literally for decades. Going back into the radio era, the entertainment has made an easy target of hill people and country folks. And so I've heard, you know, some real just out-of-place anger towards country folks. And, you know, there was I think it was University of Berkeley, assistant professor a few years ago got in some hot water because he said something to the effect of, it should be hard to live in the country. It shouldn't be cheap. We should tax people that want to live in the country because they're stupid people and they make bad choices. You know, and yeah. I mean,
this is Hillary Clinton's mentality. You know, the flyover country. You know, the
deplorables.
Yeah.
The deplorables, undesirables, whatever. It dehumanizes them, but I should say us because. I'm not from that deep into the mountains or the hills, but, you know, our family's along the Licking River from Cincinnati all the way up to the head of it. place called Gunlock and Falcon and Pyramid, David, Coal Country. My grandpa did a couple different things. He wasn't directly a coal miner, but he got black lung from dumping all the coal into the coal train, standing in a plexiglass booth all through World War II, just dumping the coal, and the dust was worse than the coal mines, you know. So he ended up with black lung, and probably by the mid-1950s, and running a country store, which I barely remember as a youngster. But he was one of the first to have television and electricity because he snuck it through the deep mines that went under their property and found a, you know, a shaft to bring it up. And one of the first to have electricity and television because of that, way up in the middle of nowhere off of Grassy, I think they called it. Anyway, and that affected the family to have that influence of television that early, you know, like in the mid to late 50s, when nobody else had it. And all the progressive social engineering that happened from television, be it the Honeymooners or, I don't know, a lot of the sitcoms on TV make out Dad to be stupid and goofy and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family sort of thing. There were just a very few people that had that, other than the radio. You know, battery-powered radio was still a thing back then.
Yeah, you mentioned Grassy. I looked up, you know, where Moorhead is, and I kind of looked around, and there is a place up there just north of y'all on the other side of the interstate called Head of Grassy.
Yeah, in Kentucky, the counties are kind of, in a lot of eastern states, the counties are kind of based on the old, Scotch-Irish-English government, where you wanted the sheriff to be able to ride out to the edge of the county and back to collect taxes or serve a warrant, that sort of thing. So our counties generally are less than 10 miles square or, you know, 18 to 20 miles across. And you think about, you know, from the county seat in the center out to the county and back, you could ride that on a horse and take care of your county, which, you know, the count and the sheriff. I mean, you go back. So they've been for years, decades really, trying to figure out ways to merge the counties. But with 911, it wouldn't really work because there's so many places that are similarly named from one county to another. Next county over, Morgan County, has a Dittany Ridge on the topo maps, and there's also a road named Dittany Ridge, and they're on the opposite side of the same county. So there's a lot of names, and the road names and stuff like that would be ridiculously confusing if you merged the counties. It just wouldn't work logistically.
And Mike, you know, there's one thing that I really kind of wanted to talk to you about. You know, basically everything that we talk about, you know, we're talking about the mind control that's being done to us. And that is at its base. You know, this is what I heard you call into a show yesterday, and you were talking, you know, about a lot about, you know, what this digital age has brought in. And, you know, I've tried to express many times, like I said, smartest person, most intelligent person, whatever you want to call them, just a brain that, like I said, did not have to work to do anything. And I guess we'll hear the music coming in.
I'm anxious to hear what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I'll hang on by my fingernails.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails once we agree.
And I guess we'll go ahead and start back in. Welcome back here, folks. We've got Mike in Kentucky on the line here with us, and I was just talking about, like I said, folks, you know, I've purposely kept myself out of the digital age. Would it have been more convenient? Am I so dumb that I can't use this stuff? No, I listened to a very good friend of mine, and he pretty much told me he couldn't predict smartphones, or maybe he did actually know about those. I don't know. You know, this guy was, like I said, he got sucked into DARPA right out of college. I know he did. You know, he went to Boulder, Colorado. In that area, didn't go out to the West Coast, but he was pretty deep into, I guess, what you would call the DARPA area, around in Colorado there, and ended up dying in a one car accident because he was actually had a soul to him. But I've watched how it's changed society and the people around me. People become zombies to their smartphones, to their computers, and backbiting and fighting with each other, you know, emailing and texting and Facebooking and all this stuff. I think my mother and I are probably the only two people that I know that haven't lost a friend because of some kind of a Facebook war. I don't know. I don't ever defend it one way or the other. I would like for it all to be good, but I see what it's done to people. It's basically enslaved them. It is a techno slavery, is what I see. Mike, what do you got to say on that? Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of relationships ruined by Facebook it's been joked about, you know, that Facebook is one of its best things was to help you hook up with the somebody you couldn't hook up with in high school, as the saying goes, or something like that. There's marriages that have just been totally trashed because of that. I mean
the
sad.
Easy availability of pornography. I mean, my God, what do you think? You know, they're trying to make pedophilia legal. You know, when a five-year-old can get on with a few clicks and see the raunchiest pornographic crap that you would have ever imagined. You know, Behind the Green Door and Debbie Does Dallas was bad enough, but you actually had to go to a video store and rent a VCR, a video cassette to do that.
Well, I've been on Facebook because Facebook was misrepresenting my work product, you could say. They went ahead and created pages for businesses, and if you did not make an account and get on there, it was just twisting in the wind, and people could post whatever they wanted to and that sort of thing. And so it was pretty bad. I had a lot of people get mad at me because I started a group, and I screened the posts and screened the members, because people will click on something to see Melanie Griffith's pet lion or something, and the video, when they click on it, well, they'll get tricked into logging back in, lose their password, and the next thing you know, all of their friends are getting pictures of women and horses and dogs, you know, bestiality stuff.
Yeah.
And I've known several people that let their 9-year-olds have a Facebook account. And so, like you say, even their everything about their phone is protected and screened and da-da-da. But yet,
and on that subject, Mike, when I had Russia Today, when RT America was going, I watched that for 14 or 15. I watched it basically the whole time that they were on air. They were on air for like 15 years, something like that, I think. And I've got recordings. They had shows, like America's Lawyer. These guys that go in and do these suits against companies and corporations, and are they good attorneys? Well, is that an oxymoron, or are they actually some out there with a soul? I don't know, but I've got recordings of where these, like Facebook, they had to come out and admit that yes, they actually purposely changed people's posts, so when they sent it out to their group, they did it so they could see what kind of reaction, how easy would it be for them to change society, for them to create strife within their Facebook community, intentionally changing the posts to piss people off.
Well, there was and because they wanted to publish it academically is the reason we know about some of this, but I think it was University of California at San Diego. Facebook worked with them. And they took like 1,200 of their users and filtered their feeds to where they only saw what in their mind was positive posts, in Facebook and the scientists' mind, or whoever it was running the study, if you want to call them scientists. But they did that for so many weeks until they saw how it affected the status posts of these people they were experimenting on. And, we know about that one because it was published academically. How much stuff was done in-house that that we don't know about, and was there any domestic violence that they caused by doing this? Because they filtered, like I said, they filtered half of them, 600 of them, and nothing but so-called positive posts. The other ones, their feeds was totally polluted by negative posts, negative sentiment or whatever. And so when they started, I guess they did that for so many weeks to see when it would affect what the targets were posting. And how much misery did that cause these 600 people that got nothing but negative posts? It's a platform. See, they started calling it a platform instead of social media because that's kind of false advertising. It's not social media. I have screenshots. I have probably, and I used an older program for Windows 98, that I don't want to say the name of it on the air, to do my screenshots. So they're very low. They're not very low resolution,
but
they're very low megabits per screenshot.
Hang on here, Mike. Hang on with me, and Pat, we'll get to you after the break here.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken
everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Come back in here. Got Mike of Kentucky riding with me here. It's August 7th, 2022, Republic of Texas Radio. Steve is incommunicado somewhere. I hear that we have Pat in Fort Worth on the line, on the phone, and then Keith Rogers is also called in. So, Pat, what do you have for us today?
Hi. Well, I need to tell Mike. They need to get rid of Beshear, the governor.
He's probably like Biden. He was they manipulated the election results. There's some screenshots and video of that happening. But I mean, I don't want to go into all the details, but you can look it up. He won by the exact amount of vote flipping that was recorded on media.
Well, I've looked into it. I hate to see it go the way it's going, you know, but I hate to see... when they had the tornado, and was it Amazon?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let the people go home, and they had to look for bodies for days. And Beshear he went over there, and you know the thing went right up a block to his parents' home. I think he was being warned right then, but nobody's getting through to him, I guess. So, oh well.
I don't know. There's all kinds of rumors.
Mainly, what I wanted to say that I call for, and I'm trying to get people before they go to church, and I don't guess anybody's going to like this, but we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You're not being told on the TV what's going on over there. But I believe the sources I'm listening to, and they say that Russia is going to put up a missile Monday, and it will not be a spy satellite. And it won't be just a spy satellite. It'll be a way to guide their old missiles that they now have a GPS system to attach to the missiles, and they have ICBMs. And they before they go in a field or something, but now they can send it right to the source they want it to go to. And that's worried Israel a lot. So they've been bombing all the parts that they've been bringing into the airport over there, or near the airport, whatever. And they're taking all those things to Syria and Lebanon. But the thing is that all the enemies of Israel are ganging up. And they said the next war will be, we're going to take Jerusalem. So,
I think you mean the state of it. You mean the state of Israel, which is not to be confused with the Israelites of the Bible.
Wait a minute.
You know, we got Kufi, the Christians United for Israel, and all these uber Zionists that are running around, and Israel can do no wrong. The biblical Israel, the Israelites, is not to be confused with where we are today. And I would like to propose this to you. If these are the last days that so many people think we're in, who are the Jews that say they are Jews but are not, and what is the strong delusion? If you can't identify that, then why are you supporting an Antichrist? Are you under a delusion?
I didn't really
want to under a delusion? What is the delusion if these are the last days?
I don't want to fight over whether, as a Christian,
I'm not fighting.
I'm
just asking you a question because it does the logic. Christian logic is messed
up.
It hurts the credibility of the faith.
Thank you, Pat.
To pray for one little sentence is a good prayer, as long as you mean it. As long as you mean that there should be peace in Israel. They have a Samson option, and they say they're not going to be taken again. They will bomb and nuclear bomb everybody all around them.
Well, that sounds very charitable.
Well, you know,
this is one of those discussions that
we're on the side of Russia and we're on the side of China, so they're going to take us and we'll get to see what it's all like. What I think.
Yeah. Pat, you know, it's we aren't the global controllers. You know, the grand chess masters, and they do play games. You know, your government tells you who your enemy is. That's why we go to war. You know, I've known people who've gone to some of these former places where we. Hell, most of my family are German, you know, and you had Germans over here fighting Germans that they still had family over in Germany, you know, because our government told us that those were our enemies, you know, and all the people are just like us. They just want to live their lives, but then you have the damn controllers that come in, tell you who your enemies are and who you need to kill and who you need to hate and who you need to rape and pillage. And that's just freaking wrong. And, you know, this happens over and over. And it gets to the point of where it's insultingly, you know, to my intelligence, you know, to what's really going on. And I'm not the smartest person. I don't never claim to be that. But I see very clearly how they play their games and what they do and how they keep things stirred up. Because a population at peace is kind of hard to control. People who start getting their own, you know, they start getting uppity and want to live their own lives. And the government can't have that. Yeah.
Can't make as much money during peace, apparently. I don't know. But who is the true Israel? And if you're a Christian, you're supposed to believe that you're grafted in. So let's pray for the peace of the true Israel, the ones that aren't an Antichrist, the ones that would allow their children to be taught Christianity, that actually have a freedom of religion there. And that's what I don't understand about so many Christians. They support Israel. It's illegal to bring the gospel to a child.
You carry a Bible over into Israel, and you go to prison.
No, that's not exactly right. That's the problem, is that this gets exaggerated. There are rabbis that will approach people on the street that are talking to adults about the gospel and harass them and tell them that. But the law is about children, because it's illegal to proselytize or convert children. And in the scriptures, suffer not the little children to come unto me. So that's about as antichrist as you can get.
All right.
Anyway, it's a big can of worms.
Theological discussions are left to the theologists. And, because you know, everyone has their own interpretation. I've got my own beliefs. You know, Buddhists and Krishnas and everything else have their own beliefs. Doesn't mean they're all bad people because they don't believe exactly like we do. You know, and that's where it all. Everyone expects everyone else to believe and think that exactly in their interpretation of whatever scripture, you know, translated from Sanskrit or whatever in the hell language. I brought up a week or so ago as how easy it is a loss in translation of my basic our family prayer. You know, it goes from in the Americanized Westernized version, it says bless this food that we're, you know, because it was like a prayer we sat down to dinner with. In German, it says, bless everything that you've given us. You know, the family, the friendship, everything, you know. And it went from you know, a very nice thing to just blessing an object, you know, the food we're eating, instead of just the communion that you have with the people that you're sitting down, the people you love that you're sitting around the table to eat with, you know.
Well, the model prayer in the Bible is given in two different places, and it's slightly different. I think I like the one in Luke where it just says, give us day by day our daily bread or what we're in need of. You know, you can kind of interpret it. Whereas, you know, in Matthew, I think it just says, give us this day our daily bread. So, I mean, what we're in need of is what you're asking for there in a like a computer program flow chart, there's a structure to it. And so even though the wording is different, well, ironically, though, Joseph Smith called the most correct book on earth, the Book of Mormon, can't even get the so-called Lord's Prayer or model prayer correct. It leaves out, give us this day our daily bread. It's almost comical. But anyway, I don't want to bash Mormons. They've got enough problems. I think they're being sued. I don't know what the status of that is, but
I don't know. Yeah,
like
the Catholic Church, they've got a lot of power, though. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of the Secret Service, because they have all these, they know their heraldry, you know. Because they do these background studies, and then
Mormons,
they know where they came from and who they are.
The Latter-day Saints are sucked into endless genealogies, basically. But and they're never going to be able, I don't think, baptize for all the dead. That's one of the big things that they've got people doing is baptizing for the dead.
That's a big part of the Masonic Lodge also. You know, my father was a 32nd degree. He went back and did as far back a heraldry. I mean, we've got a book, you know, he even had a little book printed, A History of Crutchers in America, you know, as part of his Masonic stuff he did.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's just ridiculous. I could go into that. Yeah. I actually did a half-hour
documentary. Let's get off theology. Let's get off theology, and let's go to Steve Rogers.
I did a half-hour documentary on it, so I could go on for hours. But there's a whole collection I've got at multiple locations, so it'd be hard to get rid of. Of screenshots of all the Facebook shenanigans I had to put up with for the last 12 years. And because of the program I used, the screenshots are only, you know, 116 kilobytes or sometimes even smaller than that.
I don't know how anyone can watch, like, you know, what is the name, Kenneth Copeland and Joel Osteen and the Texas Toad down here. What's his name? Those guys are just freaking creepy from the outset, and they're up there spouting. Yeah. And it's all, even if you get depressed, get back up on your feet and fight again. And if you get slapped down again, get back up and fight again. Just tithe your 10% to the church, and everything will be good, you know? It's all this. Very few of them. I actually almost kind of like the Overcomer, you know? That's Maranatha Fellowship, you know? Because he comes on and he talks some real hardcore stuff. You know,
Pete Peters, if you remember his one of his famous things was the greatest love story never told, and it talks about the pattern and the process of the Bible and the chosen people and how they humble themselves, they get blessed, they become corrupt, and then they get enslaved again, and it's this big cycle.
Yeah.
And the thing about Christianity was that ended that, you know, because he became the Lamb, and it's not so much that he obsoleted or replaced the old covenant, but it was fulfilled. And those two witnesses are laying dead in for a time and a half of times, or the Bible says 3.5 days. They at the end of that time they were resurrected. And there's a lot of allegory and poetry in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
I think it is easily seen as the two witnesses are actually the Older Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And when the temple was destroyed, it fulfilled what he said would happen. There was not one stone left upon another. The pagan Romans, abomination that made desolation, stood in the Holy of Holies. The heaven and earth destroyed.
Mike, how hard was it to predict that was going to happen? Because back in those times, when they did war, that's what they did. They conquered a city. They flattened it most of the time, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Because it opposed them, you know?
But it ended up being the end, kind of the end of the world, end of the age for those people. And that's what I've tried to propose to people, where this was a huge, major event. And if you believe the scriptures, he does nothing except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. And so for 35 years, people were like, oh, what difference did it make? This guy got crucified. Everything continues on as before, because they just went on and kept their daily sacrifice and all that. And in 70 A.D., this guy known as the Beast, Nero,
that was Aleister Crowley.
Nero ordered the Roman siege on Jerusalem. He killed himself with his sword, and yet he lived because there was a stunt double that fiddled and went around fiddling. And so the rumors was that Nero was still alive.
So you're telling me it's kind of like Salieri and some of the other guys that have been killed several times and still keep getting killed?
You just don't get taught this in the church, because it short-circuits so much of the dispensationalism and the idea that Israel is...
Okay. Hey, Mike. I can talk theological situations with, because we can have a discussion and we don't just snipe at each other. But we do have Keith Rogers on the phone here.
Let me finish with what I was trying to say before the break.
Okay.
I have several collections of these screenshots of stupidity from Facebook, and it's over 80 megabytes of stuff, which some of the screenshots are as little as 27 kilobytes. But I've got pictures of this stuff, like I was saying, they're like bestiality being spammed out and everything, and people getting really ticked off at me for trying to prevent that from getting into my local group. I mean, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, I can't find a lawyer to save my life for any of this stuff. But let's talk to Keith, the radio guy, the ham radio digital guy.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call up about something here. You know, I listened to your prior host here and Roger there talking about China and Russia and all this stuff. But, all these wars before were fought for oil. And now we have the United States shutting itself down due to this World Economic Forum's green deal. So that means that all those U.S. soldiers that died before died in vain because they died for oil. And now they're shutting the oil down. You see what I'm getting at? This deal with Taiwan, everyone talks about the IC chips. Well, that's the very chips that they're going to enslave us with this New World Order. People refuse to let go of their technology, and that's another bad issue, is they're glued to it. They can't go anywhere without taking their cell phones. I mean, it's so bad, kids take their cell phones to a bathroom. I mean, they just can't let go of them. They wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is they check their cell phones. They text each other, their parents and stuff, from room to room. They won't even go out and meet anymore. This is how bad society has gotten. And if you remember the 1943 Cairo Agreement, all that islands and territories that was supposed to be surrendered back to China in Japan's unconditional surrender, you know, that's why a lot of this stuff winds up over there in the South China Sea, you know. But what it is, though, is we have had for decades the U.S. as an empire that has killed countless tens of millions of people around the world to facilitate big corporations who go in there through the CIA, overthrowing their governments, causing this massive starvation. The U.S. right now has sanctions on 44 countries. So Americans, of course, can point and say, well, look at Venezuela. They're eating their pets. Well, you know, if there weren't sanctions on them, and of course the sanctions are there because the United States has for decades been trying to overthrow Venezuela. If it's not that, it's Nicaragua. If it's not that, it's Cuba. And this is all to bring them under what they call this liberal democracy, where everyone, I guess, under the auspices like the Trump administration trying to decriminalize homosexuality in 60-some countries, it should not be the primary goal of the United States, like we see here currently with this Biden administration, where everyone is either LGBT or they're hired upon their race status and stuff. I remember when I used to apply for a job, it was you put down what you were qualified for. And if you got the job, you did. If you didn't, you didn't, you know. But what I'm seeing is a general trend, like all these red hat wearing Trumpsters and those hoping that Trump gets back in office, is so that these massive sanctions will start up again, the trade wars and stuff, all so that United States can stay number one. Which means more wars. And the only time that you really actually look at this is the United States is facilitating this new world order, this full-spectrum dominance. They have to bring under control China, Russia, North Korea, well, all these Latin American countries, who, by the way, many are dropping to go to the BRICS there because they're tired of the sanctions that stops their trade and commerce. But the U.S. has been the bully on the block for so long, and countries are tired of this, to where the U.S. sanctions will try to cripple a country to where they can't either sell their oil or whatever, LNG gas, or the U.S. will make it so that the U.S. buys it and resells it at a profit. In other words, they'll export gas from Russia clear over here to Boston and stuff, then put it on those big tankers and sell it back to Europe at a cost. Same thing with this so-called CIA interventions. The U.S., like when you listen to Donald Trump talking about South Korea is going to have to pay for its security. Well, when you drive a wedge, remember when Moon over there in South Korea was running as president, he vowed to reunite the two Koreas, which is against U.S. foreign policy, by the way. Moon was, his family was immigrants from the North. And, of course, this is all from a war that the United States started years ago. And everything was done to fight communism, whether it's through Nicaragua, Cuba, all this stuff. And yet today, the entire White House is full of communists.
Right. You know, and Keith, you know, this brings up, you know, what kind of what you're talking. I didn't hear your whole conversation, actually. I dropped there for a little bit. But, you know, John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you know, just the behind-the-scenes stuff that this country, I'm not saying us, but this country, this government has been involved in around the world. And it's not even our government, you know, it's not this government. You know, did we ever break away from England in the first place? You know, those people were well known for intrigue, you know, them and the French. I mean, my God, you know. Three-quarters of Africa speaks French as their basic main language. They still have their own languages. But, you know, like, I get channels from Africa. Most of them speak French. A couple of them speak English. A couple of them speak, you know, Spanish. But a majority of it is like French and English. And, you know, they've been doing this for centuries, this same game. They play it over and over. They are the grand chess masters.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, go read the NSSM 200 from Henry Kissinger. The because of the needs of the United States, the African continent was going to require a massive depopulation so that the U.S. could seek those resources out over there. And this is like even Rivera would say, all wars are bankers' wars. Well, who's financing all these wars? Well, the big corporations are the ones like Elon Musk. If you want to watch any of those dangerous roads videos on YouTube there, whether it's the Congo or down in Peru, all these videos, within the first 6 minutes, you can find out basically what the despair in life is as these people mine cobalt by hand just so Elon Musk has his electric car battery stuff, you know, or they overthrow Bolivia looking for lithium, you know, the same thing. And then when they turn around, they say, well, look at all the immigrants coming in here. Well, again, George Soros is behind that, as well as a few other of these so-called chosenites. Look at the millions dying from these so-called alleged vaccines, which are gene editing. They're not gene therapy, because therapy doesn't kill you. You know,
Once you have their proprietary RNA information in you, they corporations ask Percy Smyser if the corporations don't think they own you because of their genetic material that they patented. You know, their aberration on nature. Yeah,
that's been struck down. Sort of.
Listening to the Corona Committee, all those hundreds of doctors, testifying to the fact of what's in these alleged vaccines and stuff, you know. In January of this year, a secret report came out of Israel that the Pfizer vaccine had killed 8,400 Jews and had killed 5.4 million worldwide at the time in June. And now we've seen this all ramping up to where you can get on BitChute hundreds of videos of kids dying and stuff like that. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know. We know there's a depopulation agenda. We know who's behind it, both the U.S. government and Israel. This is why the Ukraine is so important and why the United States is pumping hundreds of billions of dollars into that Ukraine there as Russia releases all these certified documents from the United States and their biochemical labs and stuff, you know. And, you know, when China finally gets a hold of all this information like that, remember, this was all originally pinned on China, the, you know, Wuhan virus, China. GlaxoSmithKline owns that lab over there in China. But see, no one ever wants to point at themselves or their government and say, well, I guess we were behind that, you know. And this was all to facilitate this, bringing in this global reset. Shut the entire world economy down with all these fake pandemics. Now they're doing the monkeypox like that, you know. Fauci's out there saying, oh, start wearing your mask and stuff, you know. We're all being penalized for a certain group that can't control their sexual lust and stuff, you know. And another thing, like Pat mentioned, you know, the media lies so much. Her first comment was about missiles. It's not missiles. The Palestinians have homemade rockets. And all they could do is they do a barrage, hoping that one or two might make it through out of 50 or 60 like that, in which the Israelis will come out there and say the Iron Dome had a 95% efficiency or something like that, you know. But when you're occupied, it's legal under international law to fight the occupation. But Americans won't realize that because, see, when you come over here from Europe and you kill 100 million indigenous Native Americans and then you formulate a war with the Mexico and start this, and then, you know, take Texas to California, then we all call it our country.
We got the top of the hour break coming up here. Hang on with us. We'll continue this afterwards. This is the three of us can have a great discussion here. Hang on, Paul. Brothers and sisters, we're clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.